The Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Florida recently participated in a forum on cover crops and soil health. The local forum was one of many held throughout the country in connection to a national conference that was held in Nebraska. As Wendy Lynn Bartles, Assistant Research Scientist for the University of Florida Department of Agricultural and Biological Engineering, says the discussion focused on how to increase cover crop adoption and soil health advancement.
And so what they wanted to do was catalyze different conversations at the national level, but also understanding that each state is different, and so they got folks to come together in forums in about 250 different places across the nation to talk among themselves about specifics of those states.
And Bartles notes that although all the information was interesting, much of it did not apply to our region.
For example, up there, people are starting off with 2% organic matter perhaps in their soil and their building. Whereas, you know, if we're lucky, we're trying to get there to 2%. So we have really sandy soils. We have a totally different context here. And so we realized that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to cover crop management. So we really need to understand the uniqueness of Florida and the surrounding region.
And Bartle says they're hoping to do just that through the development of a soil health working group.
That will come together and bring together, you know, the perspectives of a researcher and a grower and somebody who is responsible for extension, and bring all of that knowledge together in one place so that people can share stories, share information, and over time learn together.
For more information on participating in the Soil Health Working Group, contact Florida NRCS agronomist Mimi Williams at mjwilliams@fl.usda.gov. That email again is mjwilliams@fl.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.